President Putin also met this week with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to talk about the Kuril Islands, which both Russia and Japan have claimed for decades now, since World War II, basically. But the culture on the islands, that has elements from both countries. Charles Maines was just at Sakhalin Island, which is nearby the Kurils. This is what he saw.
Going to this place and traveling around the island, you can see these remnants of Japanese culture, old graveyards, some architectural pieces around the island. But, you know, essentially you just get this, you're reminded of this shifting fortunes of empire. I mean, you have this territory that was part of Imperial Japan, then was part of Tsarist Russia and later Soviet rule. And, you know, all these wars, all these treaties, they've shaped the island's history, and they've also carried, you know, lives, of course, in their wake. So people like Masayoshi Sarahata. Mr. Sarahata, he's a Sakhalin resident who's ethnically Japanese. He was born there, raised in a Japanese-controlled part of Sakhalin. And when he's 7 years old, that all changes. Soviet forces retook the island in the closing days of World War II. Of course, then taking the nearby Kuril Islands as well. And so young Masayoshi, he adapts, he learns Russian, and he later joins the Soviet army to guard against the Japanese.
Yeah,
so what's Masayoshi saying there? And he's speaking Russian? Just to be clear.
He's speaking Russian, yeah. So he's saying essentially that when he was serving in the Soviet army, he said, you know, they used to have these drills and they make all these jokes saying, you know, the Japanese are coming from over there and these practice drills. And they'd say, what do you mean he's coming? They're coming. Look, there's one right next to us. And he'd say, you know, they'd all joke about that because, of course, here's this Japanese guy among these Soviet soldiers.
So the Russians who support the claim to these islands, there's a group that seems interested in the business opportunities, like Professor Sergei Krokopenko, who seems to be holding on to Soviet values. What'd you hear from him?
Well, yeah, I mean, these days, of course, you talk to locals there, they'd like to tout Sakhalin's growing economy and integration in the region. But it's important to point out there's a long way from the days when it was a Soviet territory that was closed to outsiders. So Sergei Prokopenko, he's a professor at Sakhalin State University. So that's Professor Prokopenko saying that, you know, he was part of the Soviet Union. They were developing the cities and the factories on Sakhalin. And people who came to work and live there, you know, when he was a schoolboy, for example, he was not interested at all if they had some relations with Japan or not.
So let's come back to the Kuril Islands, this other set of islands being disputed today by Russia and Japan. They're kind of to the east of the Sakhalin Islands. What are the stakes around the Kuril Islands?
This has kept the two sides at loggerheads for over 70 years. Now, what's been interesting in this past several years, Shinzo Abe, the Japanese prime minister, and Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, have met many, many times trying to figure out a way out of this, trying to sort of essentially find an agreement somehow. This is something of a mission for Mr. Abe, and with good reason. His father was a Japanese politician who was then, at one point, the foreign minister back in the early 80s. He tried to negotiate this deal, couldn't do it, and failed. His grandfather was also involved with this back in the 1960s. And essentially, so it's kind of this family attempt, as Mr. Abe has been trying to find a way to settle this issue. The problem is that he's fighting against more nationalist forces within Japan who don't want to cede any of this territory to Russia.
Why does Vladimir Putin want this territory? I mean, what's his game here?
First of all, he's interested to a degree in some kind of agreement because there's opportunities to develop the Far East. Russia's made this an imperative in their policies to try and develop the economy in the Far East, and he would certainly be interested in investment projects from Japanese major business companies. On the other hand, Mr. Putin has also made restoring the Russian Empire part of his kind of a major theme through his rule. And look at, for example, after the annexation of Crimea. This is, of course, territory that once belonged to Ukraine that the Russians have annexed in 2014. After that, Mr. Putin's ratings went through the roof here at Rome. And it's interesting these days to see that public opinion is highly against the giving away any territory back to Japan. We had protests by nationalists in Moscow as Mr. Abe and Mr. Putin met here in Moscow the other day with arrests. And just anecdotally, when I was in Sakhalin, I just talked to people and they would say time and again that they were against this idea of giving back any territory to Japan.
Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much for telling us what you found out in the Sakhalin Islands. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.